Warning, this podcast is no way associated with Fox or the production of Hell's Kitchen. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Real Eats. I am Kelsey Murphy here with my good friend Pete Ferrero, and we are here to give you the inside scoop, all the drama, and break down every single detail and exclusive interview for Hell's Kitchen Season 22, The American Dream. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are here with a very exclusive interview with Jonathan, the runner-up from Hell's
Let's
Kitchen.
Let's go.
So excited to talk to you. First off, congratulations.
Damn, that sounds good. Season 22, runner-up. I like that.
It's amazing.
I do like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. You. Something to
thank
be proud
you.
Of. Yeah. And yeah, we are here to uncover all of the nitty-gritty, all the details.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And find out, you know, what's going on.
I love it. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. If it wasn't for food and Hell's Kitchen and Gordon Ramsay, I wouldn't even be here to talk about this. And some dumb guy with a beard it's special. So thank you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Of course. Pete, I'll let you
right out the gate. Everything's going great for you. And then Gordon makes this joke.
Wow. Is that what you think? Because the very first line they fucking got me with. Have you guys? Okay. So the first line on camera, it's like, woo, Hell's Kitchen. Carmen's here. Woo, I'm from, Peruvian. I'm sorry. I'm Peruvian American. And then it cuts to me and it goes, I'm a single dad who lives at home with his parents. No foreground, nothing. So you think that's going great for me. That's awesome. No, I killed a lot of challenges early on. I stayed consistent.
I would say the most of the season cooking was very consistent when it came to like cooking challenges and showing off your plates. And like,
thank you.
That was always very consistent. Like your talent was obviously there.
Thank you.
And right out the gate too, you were always a funny observer of your scenario and what you were watching, because you must have been a super fan of the show.
100% love the show. I watched before I got on it. Me and my brother, in the matter of like 90 days, watched every episode. So yes, I did realize the confessionals, being in the room, even like the bakery room itself, like shooting the interviews, was surreal. So yes, I was.
What I loved about it was, at first it felt like, oh my god, he's one of us, and he's really good, obviously, and because he's watched the show all the time. But now it's happening in front of you. The show is literally happening in front of you. So all the things that you've ever seen,
it's
like, oh shit,
it's surreal.
Like being in a video game.
Yeah, it is. It's like even the first promo, where the first promo is like me in the front. It says like, winning Hell's Kitchen is the American dream. I watched that 100 times with all my family and friends. Like you said, it felt surreal. Like this show I put on such this pedestal. My whole entire life I was able to like cook well on and actually like show up, and I'm super proud of the food I made, and the guy I was. I have no regrets. I wouldn't go back and change a thing. My friends that have come from the show, the doors that have opened, but yeah, huge super fan. So I, even on our days off in our hotel room, I would look up on YouTube different episodes. Oh, when is this day coming? Oh, a charity day. Yeah, huge super fan. And I think Ryan was the same.
Yes.
Sammy too. I think you have to. Hold on.
I have a question now.
Yeah.
So on your days off, they would take you out of the dorm room into a hotel?
Yeah, we'd get sequestered to our own hotel room for Sundays. But literally, all you wanted to do was like chug
water.
Right?
No,
sleep,
yeah, obviously.
Sleep.
But at least you were like by yourself and off camera.
Yeah.
And
the first. So,
this is just part of it that I didn't know, because we got to stay in hotel rooms the whole time.
Okay.
So like we're not like filmed in a dorm or anything.
No.
It's just fucking fantastic.
We leave dinner service and we go to our bedroom and we get ready and we go to the kitchen. Like there is no windows.
Right.
There is no outside world. And I think that's where, for the people who think I maybe cried a little much or emotionally was stretched thin, I don't think they understand like the emotional stress we were under. I didn't have a phone. I didn't have.
Yeah, the trauma is ridiculous. It's just.
Yeah. You have a hard day at work. You go home, you drink a beer, you talk to your family. We didn't have any of that. We had no vices. So they got the raw, unadulterated Jonathan. And I'm proud of how I came off.
Right.
You did come across really good, and you're really funny too. You kept the
You
kept everybody laughing through this whole experience. You know, I don't know about in the dorm, but definitely on television. You know, you were great at that. But there was that moment towards the end of the season where Gordon made a joke, and you were offended by the joke or confused by the joke. And I'm curious, how did that get into your head so much?
Well, have you drank before, Pete?
Of course.
Okay.
Never.
And I've had the next day like that. Yes.
Exactly. I tend to have a more emotional hangover, and I'm already a pretty emotional dude. So I felt good. I rewatched it this morning, actually. So funny. I rewatched just that part this morning, like while the kids were getting ready. I'm like, oh, you know, it'd be cool to kind of just like see the journey and watch that part specifically. And I wish I had laughed it off, and I'm embarrassed I didn't. I definitely didn't think it was going to be the theme of the day. I really didn't.
The production crew was like, this is fantastic.
They're eating popcorn. They're like, keep going.
Yeah.
Mention it again.
Right, yeah.
Any sound bite we're taking.
Seriously. So, it got to me. It got to me that day. Yeah. And like you said, I had been so level-headed up to that point. And to hear that from him, I was like, damn. You know, like my I don't think it showed the part where I was like, yo, my daughter's going to watch this. Like, damn. And even Chef Jason, we're getting ready for dinner service that night, and he just whispers in my ear. It's like, hey, hopefully you don't have to explain what a drunk daddy is on national. And, you know, it is what it is. I celebrated a little much.
Right.
I think most chefs celebrate hard. I won the Black Jacket first as a super fan. You know, it's like, fuck, this is monumental.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Especially after being like literally, you know, in quarantine forever.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to go for it.
But what I want to know, because as a super fan, we only saw a brief part of the conversation where he's like, it's called banter. But
beautiful conversation. Man, I wish they got more of that, because they make it seem like Jonathan and he talks and this
and then it's over, but I'm sure it was a little bit longer.
It was super long. So Jonathan, I was like, oh fuck, this is it. I thought he was gonna eliminate me in that moment.
I did too. I'm watching TV. I was like, okay, you can't eliminate him over this joke. Please don't make that happen.
Please, dude. And Garnish, I like my night wasn't as like, it didn't feel as bad as it seemed on national TV. It never does. It never does. And so when he pulled me aside, oh my God, when he pulled me aside, I walk up to him.
Terrified.
Cameras are sliding in, dude. This crane comes down to get in. I'm looking around. Here. I wish they had got this. I'm looking around, and Gordon looks at me and he goes, fuck those cameras and fuck those microphones, young man. I want to know how you're feeling. And I was like, oh, this is it. My whole life, my whole career, this is it. I'm gone. And I'm happy with what I said. I said, look, I'm embarrassed that I let it get to me, and I'm sorry it did. And looking back on it, God, you put him on such a pedestal, but it looks like I'm talking to him like a fucking casual friend. Like, I'm like, thank you. I'm sorry. And I am sorry that it got to
me. It was a great exchange. It seemed like an exchange among colleagues, dude, I'm sorry. I don't know why that got to me. Like, it's done.
He said to me, he said, how old are you, young man? And I said, I'm 28, chef. I'm 30 now. I said, I'm 28. He's this tall, so you're looking up.
Right, yeah.
And he goes, you imagine what was said to me at your age. Right. He goes, dust yourself off. That's when he said, it's friendly banter. I don't have to do that with you guys. I do it with Jason. And the next day when we came out, he gave Jason like a pretty hard time, like making a couple jokes like, oh, you never want, like, you know, just friendly banter.
Right, yeah, just giving him. Yeah. And that's how Gordon is. I mean, in real life, he is just like a jokester, a prankster. He gives you shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
just
because he can.
I took it too personal, man. And,
But dude, I totally get it. Like, I am also that person as well that could overthink it. Plus, you don't have your phone. You don't have a.
Yes, you are.
You don't have shots fired. You don't have your phone. You don't have your ability to like have an escape of it, right? It's COVID too. I think you were still in like whatever that was. That that
we were tested twice a day. So yeah, it was a pretty tight bubble. It wasn't like I had the sound guy to bounce stuff off. I was only allowed to come in contact with the medic. Even the confessionals were shot through a speaker. The lady who did my confessionals, Kelly, shout out to Kelly, never saw her face. But the whole time,
really, you guys couldn't never have your producer, story producers, well, in the room.
Well, here's unstole story. Like when I shot the end of the finale and I had lost, a lot of people wanted to come say hi, and so right. Kelly actually, I got to see her face briefly. She popped into my interview, gave me a hug. A couple other
so weird
executive producers I hadn't seen. But yeah, Kelly used to have this line. What did she say? You're crushing it. You're crushing.
Oh, yeah.
So we used to always say that in the dorm, like, oh, you guys are you're crushing it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm super, super proud with how everything came out. I couldn't be upset about anything, dude. Like, I could nitpick edits.
I mean, both of your like final services went really well. I mean, besides Meat Hiccup, which I'm sure looked maybe worse on camera than what it was.
I don't know. You haven't seen it yet.
We've seen it.
Really? You've seen it?
Yeah. We've watched the whole thing.
Dude, it's super emotional.
Fuck
too.
Up. Who sent you that?
Fox sends us in.
Fuck, dude.
So we've seen it.
Emotional when your daughter comes and you get to see her for the first time, man. It's heartstring stuff. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
I've gotten a couple. I got that scene in my press package, and I got the door opening.
The door opening is so dramatic.
It's
and then
so
they tease
classy.
Us with like your like. I was like, oh, it's Jonathan, because then you get the tattoos.
Yeah.
And then I was like, literally, like during the like brief break, like commercial break thing that they put in there, I was like, oh, nope, teaser, it's gonna be Ryan. I knew
it was gonna be Ryan too. It just felt like they. I mean, when I saw them fly in his father, I was like, they're not flying in his father.
Yeah, for nothing.
In the middle of COVID,
My daughter drove an hour and a half. Yeah,
in LA. Yeah, exactly.
So I have a lot since. I mean, especially since we have like our final three. I have a couple questions about like the last, like your 5-course.
Okay.
Menus and
nice.
Well, just from a like also being on a show.
A chef,
I'm like, okay,
yeah.
How did this that didn't all happen in an hour?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like so,
which one? Wait, so
like your five when you had the 5 courses.
Yeah.
Like
am
those,
I allowed to
those,
give like out details like that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, we write the menus. We write the menus, right? And we prep everything. And
before.
Yes. So while the live is airing and we don't step away, our plates are being, like our proteins that we've cooked and everything we cooked are being plated by our sous chefs based on.
Okay, that's what I was
like,
kind of wondering. I was like,
because
obviously,
them.
Like,
but
you guys
by
didn't
no
do
means,
all five in an hour. And I'm
by
like.
By no means do they take the reins. They're like, if you don't tell me, I'm not going to do it this way.
Right. You have to like step them through it,
it's like having a cook. It's like being a chef that created a special. You tell your restaurant how to do it that night.
But I was wondering, like when I was watching it during TV magic, I was like, okay, obviously there's something happening.
Yeah.
Either something happened before and they had everything sauces prepped already.
Did they get
did
they happen to put in the part where I said I would dye my beard blue if I won? Did they say that?
I don't think so.
Damn, I wish they got that.
Were you so happy to get paired with him?
Oh yeah. Yeah, 100%. That
he has had a good relationship. And
Yeah. I made a joke to him off camera. I'm like, I knew you picked me. And he's like, what are you talking about, man? They just gave me this paperwork. I'm like, yeah, right. I looked at him, I'm like, bro, you
especially because like then Sammy also I'm like, I don't
everybody
know.
Got who they everybody
yeah,
got
like,
who
it they is, want. Like yeah. No, this worked out too well. Like
and I was stoked. I was really stoked. And and then later when we're prepping in my ear, he goes, that's why I picked you. I said, I
there
knew
you
it.
Go. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
so
no,
I have
it was great.
Another question about the actual, like, when was that actually, like, when you filmed that day? Do you remember, like, exactly when that was?
No idea. No clue. And it's funny.
Like, what month? Was it 2021?
2021, April, May, maybe.
Oh,
April,
really?
May?
It was that much?
Yeah.
That much later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. I could be wrong, dude. I could be. So I don't know what time of day it was. It's funny.
No. I just meant like, you know, like what month? I only bring this up because so we filmed our finale in November of 2020. And again, we were like within COVID. Obviously, we were like in COVID restrictions. Our season actually got shut down during COVID. And then we had a 7 month break before we could come back out and finish filming. And so our guests, we had a bunch of obviously guest judges and guest chefs come on. And so Naisha, like, heard it. Like, all of them were exactly the same. All because they're all LA based. And so they were literally like, it Michael, all the of holidays. Them were all the same. And I was like, oh, what? This you is interesting. They just like repeated the same chefs.
You got Giada, which was shocking because she never
perfect
really see
score.
Her.
On- No, yes, I know.
And well, and she never comes Fox. On.
Yeah.
She never comes on Fox.
No, I was shocked.
Which
was
very
she was
interesting.
The first one. I was like, damn. When they came out and Ryan and I looked at each other, we're like, yo.
Well, and even Malarkey, bullshit. Too. Like, he doesn't do
Fox either.
Shows.
No.
So they're like, starting to blend.
Not only is it Giada, but she just gave you a 10.
Yeah, bro. That was epic. And my mom, like, you know, rest her soul, dude. My mom passed away after filming the show.
Oh,
like,
no,
sorry.
Gosh, I'm so
it's
sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. So it's super cool to watch these moments. And Giada, we used to watch her. Like, my mom would watch Giada, dude. Her calming voice and her her Italian meals and
her low-cut shirts.
Yeah.
I'm
a young... Yeah.
I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah.
You guys aren't. I'm
we didn't
allowed
really,
to.
Neither of us responded really to it.
No, I got, you're just like, no, I got two daughters. I got nothing to say. Yeah, I got nothing.
No comments.
Yeah.
He's hiding everybody.
So it was epic to watch it, or in real life, to have her give me a 10 too. It was like, holy shit. In my head, I'm like, I cannot fucking wait to tell my siblings and my mom and my dad and shit. Yeah. I think they came in the room, that was one of the things I did tell my mom was, yo, Giada gave me a 10 on my fucking poke dish. Was wild. Was insane.
Are you here in LA? You're in LA, right?
I'm in Orange County.
Yeah, but you're are you
close enough?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Are you cooking somewhere out here?
No. I'm just I'm a starving artist trying to start my own restaurant. I'm doing private events here and there.
I'm trying to get my hands on this poke.
yeah we'll book an event. I'm hoping to open a restaurant. I'm hoping this platform, you know, opens those doors, and that's truly the dream, is to open my own. That's now my idea, is kind of to base it off these dishes I grew up eating, the pork chops you saw, the chicken and dumplings you saw, these dishes that are comforting but chef driven. You know, I think of
that's
like
how Jeremy, I cook all the way,
Jeremy Fox, like... Tim Hollingsworth, those chefs that do those things. You know, comforting food that's approachable, but still checks all those chef-driven, scratch-made farmer's market. And to do it in Orange County, and to hopefully, like, 10 years from now, have Orange County be one of those places that people think of, that'd be cool. That's the
God. Have you been to Odium?
Oh, yeah.
So fucking
a couple
good.
Times. It's fucking amazing. Yeah.
It's so
he does chicken
good.
And dumplings there with
yeah, it's
gras.
So good. Yeah. Totally, like, when I open my own place, like, totally that. I'm like, you are, like,
he's amazing.
So good.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about the other competitor, Jason.
Please.
Jason.
Please.
You watch the show and you always know that there's a I don't want to say a villain, but a guy that's very confident.
Bravo. He did a great job. He killed that villain role and loved it. I loved it.
Even on the finale, he like still brought it back. It was
his just resting pose is
they gorgeous. Dug into him during the finale. You'll see it. It's like
really
I think
it took, God, that last day. Yeah, I remember that day when I won my black jacket after yelling at him. And he comes up to me and goes, "We good, chef?" And I just looked at him and shook his hand. I said, "We're good, chef. We're good." And I came out and determined, won my black jacket. So it fueled me in a way. He is my brother, dude. Now we talk on the phone for hours, asks about the kids. He calls me about work, just events. Sometimes I got to tell him, like, bro, I'm busy. But yeah, he is an absolute brother of mine. It's great. He did great on the show. That he was a great villain.
And he was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a good, I think he's like, he has the chops
talented,
too. Do you
obviously.
Know what I mean? Like
he's
legit. He's not just a character for television. Cause if not, he would have been eliminated week one. You know,
we had a fun conversation with him.
Great. Oh, amazing. I think, and he knows this too. I think some of his challenge dishes, in person were a little different than they came out on TV. So you said, yeah. He's got the chops. He'd cook that shit and you'd be like, wow, this guy's really good, but just shut up a little bit. And
I mean, I watch him on Instagram, stuff he's doing at work and stuff, and techniques he's great. Using and he's stuff amazing. Like that. He's really great.
Yeah.
So I want to know too. Advice. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, his technique is spot on.
Yeah.
You guys got to have so many personal and like one-on-one interactions with Gordon. I mean, and I say one-on-one without, I mean, yes, cameras, but
yeah,
still some really great conversations. What was that like? What were kind of like some key pieces that you took from those? Was that like so weird to be?
Yeah. Like, it was super humbling, reassuring that, like, you know, being a chef, obviously, you know, you always question yourself, yeah. You know, where you're at in your career, if you're progressing, if you're in the right place. And those moments are super special. The ones that are off camera, couple that come to mind are after Renisha's pokey dish the next day, he told us all the next day was the barbecue challenge. And, you know, we come out and we have to hold for a minute for the parade to come through. Okay, 1 minute. So we're sitting with Gordon. And Gordon turns to us and he goes, guys, I bring these guest judges on here for you guys to step up. And I expect you guys to step up. And these are special moments. And we all took it serious. Aaron Franklin comes out that day. We're like, holy shit. Yeah.
So
and another one is after he met my daughter, he signed a chef coat for her because she wasn't allowed at dinner service. So he signed a chef coat for her. And we're getting our executive chef coats. And we kind of look around the room. We're like, yo, do we put this on or what? And get Gordon, cut the cameras, cut them on. Okay, guys, put your coats on. We put them on right in front of him. Like, oh, shit. Thank you, chef. Me and Ryan. And there are cameras there, but they're not recording. And Gordon goes, young man, your daughter can just light up a room. And it was just so special to hear him say that. I think, you know, deep down, I do think he sees these videos of me cooking with my kids. I think he does see the food we post. And he does watch. I think in a way he becomes a fan of the chefs he mentored. Mm. And I think that was the coolest takeaway. I would do it again yesterday.
That's awesome.
I would do it again. If I could do it again tomorrow, I would. It was just those moments are what is special. That's what sticks with you. That's what you like. I'm sure you know. You wake up at night and you think about those. You replay those. Yeah. Yeah. Like, still.
Still, like, I don't know if I call them nightmares or trauma memories or like, I don't know what they are, but
fever sweats.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah. And it still is. I've talked to a couple contestants about that. I know people even my season feel the same way. Once you've been in that experience, it's hard to take away, like, this is tangibly like what I learned, but it just changes your mindset on like how you cook and how you approach cooking, and the things that you learn from Gordon are like, are just invaluable. Like it's great. You just watching him for 5 minutes, you learn more than you would in 2 years, it's just crazy.
Yeah. As you're saying that, another cool moment that comes to mind is like steak night we were down to final, it was 4 versus 4.
Okay.
And so I was on meat station. I maybe had one of my best services, but before that, Gordon comes up and he's like, you know, 10 feet tall. He's like, okay, young man, explaining me like searing steaks, like with the cast iron, wiping it out. And like, he's just working quick. And I'm just like, oh my God, I love you.
Yeah.
Right. And those are moments that like you say, you can't put a price tag on them.
They're special. They're
unique.
It's incredible.
And like, only a few amount of people on this earth understand that, and it's cool.
Watching how he does things, and even like I went back to film this past season as a judge on MasterChef, and just like even watching him and from that different perspective of like how he is with filming, he's like incredible with how he like does, you know. And I mean, you got to see that just like how he is with around cameras and doing his executive producing. I'm like, this guy is such a talent. It's like crazy. Yeah. Like there's nothing he can't do.
I'm curious about
the full package.
When Kelsey was kind enough to take me to go see MasterChef when she was a judge. And I was fascinated that like sometimes the judges get fed lines into their earpiece when they're judging or talking. But I was curious in the Hell's Kitchen scenario when you guys are doing what you're doing. I mean, you might get that when you're getting judged, but in the actual atmosphere of cooking, is that happening?
I believe so. Did you wear an earpiece, Kelsey?
I did when I was judging.
You were judging, mm-hmm. And they give you like a couple lines. I felt like that was going on when Jason, and they didn't even show this one service. Jason had like lined up all his pans and like turned them on. Contestant Jason.
Oh, right. To try to get ahead. And
this totally sounds like something that
pan. It was like five
right,
pans.
Yeah, it's like so ridiculous.
Hot. Yeah. Jason, and Gordon came out of nowhere and was like, hey, why are you doing that? And there was a moment like, hey, well, okay, maybe me, I don't know. That was hard to see. That was the one moment where I was like,
I'm sure he did. Because the producers are telling him all over the place.
I'm getting like
they're watching, like in the MasterChef kitchen, they're watching like someone else's station. So if they are like in the weeds or something, they're telling them like, go over there, you know, like
yeah. Even during the finale, Gordon comes up to me and is like, I've been to Broadway. That was my old restaurant that I worked at years ago. And I was like, what? And in the moment, I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah, you're like, what?
No, it's like, there's no way. Someone fed him that piece, like tell him you've been to his last restaurant. And that's not how you cook there. And that was the line. I've been to Broadway. It's not how you cook. And in the moment, I was like, what? Are you serious?
You're like, someone's feeding him this, or else this would have gotten brought up before.
This man has been following me my whole life.
Yeah, how did I not know that Gordon was at my restaurant? Like,
yeah, or the moments in the office. He has my resume right in front of him.
You're like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, he read my resume?
Yeah, when I was like getting prepped and they were giving my earpiece, Gordon was like, did you know we wore earpieces? And I'm like, yeah. Like, he's like, everyone knows that? And I was like, yeah, Gordon, it's like, at least in MasterChef, it's pretty obvious when they're like,
yeah,
standing in front of us. Like, not so much when we're like actually cooking, but when he's like delivering lines and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty obvious someone's telling you something.
Yeah, like, something.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we know. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, it was interesting to observe, too, because it's like, there is such a pause. There's like a beat of like information and then speaking, you know?
Yeah.
But I just wondered in the kitchen environment if it's because he's a cook, he's a real chef, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
he would totally spot like a fucking undercooked steak, you know what I mean? He doesn't need to be fed that information.
Yeah, but if he's like 100 yards away, he's not going.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, like he's like, I smell the undercooked steak. Just like goes over there. Like, no, someone's telling him.
Yeah. There's some stuff I feel like he gets fed, but I feel like you said, he's a true professional. Like you never know what's being fed and what's just like off the cuff.
And he's also an executive producer. So, I mean, in the sense of like, he has to be fed from his name and production being on it. It's impossible for Gordon Ramsay to be watching 18 contestants all at the same time in the dorm. So there's a legitimate.
And we're told what happens in the dorms. He has no idea. And he doesn't know whatever happens. But I feel the same way. There has to be some producer every morning he gets in.
He gets told.
He has to. I mean,
Jonathan,
he would know. So we didn't even get recorded. Like I told you, we stayed in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Gordon would get told what happened at our hotel.
Really?
And like, yes. And when we would do like our briefing in the morning, he'd be like, hey, so I heard about blah, 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 blah last night. And I was like, what the?
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, yeah, he would get, he knows everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Believe but there's me. A legitimate reason for it. Like he's an executive producer. He's stamping his name on it. He needs to know everything that's happening and how
the job interview. It's a job.
It totally
more so for you guys. Yeah. It's like
it's a job. They preach the whole time. This is a fucking job interview. Even your character is in question 24/7.
Totally.
On that note, you were competing for a job. You know, and then the door didn't open, right? So was it annoying that the door didn't open? Because it would annoy me just like, I can't open this door first.
Yeah. But who's got the key?
Yeah, like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Wait, do I push or pull? Wait,
can I walk out Ryan's? No, it was, dude, it did hurt because you're drinking the Kool-Aid. It did hurt in the moment. But it doesn't, you know, rewatching it now,
it's a good way to put it because you're like in it. You're like, you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid. You fucking want it. Like there's nothing more I want in that moment. But again, to lose to Ryan, I say lose, like I didn't lose anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't, I won second place. Fucking yes. Hell's Kitchen. Yeah. Like, that's so cool.
It's fucking awesome.
My daughter asked me the next day because she didn't know I was coming home. And she's all, Daddy, did you win? It's like, yo, I won second place. I won. Yeah.
That's a great way of saying it, too.
And yeah. In such, like, a respectable way, you know, yeah. Like, in such, like, a way that you can be proud of, like, both in yeah. your character and in your cooking and, like, how you carried yourself throughout the competition. Like, there's nothing to go home being upset about.
No, I wasn't.
You said this to Sammy. I was like, at the end of the day, like, it's Gordon's decision. So it's, like, yeah. It's not up to you. Nothing you could yeah. have done.
The producers tell us that too. They tell us up until the moment, you know, they told me and Ryan, this was a special moment too. Like when they shoot those promos of us on the door, we're meeting these executive producers we haven't seen since we first initially right. interviewed mm-hmm. with. And to see them, and they looked at both of us and said that this was one of the closest finales they've ever seen, one of the greatest they've seen in a long time, and that Gordon doesn't tell them until mm-hmm. the moment it's decided. Like, the moment right before is when Gordon decides.
Yeah, he, like, radios it in and, like, yeah. lets everybody know. And
mm-hmm. even when I lost, you heard him say, like, you know, I didn't lose anything. And seeing Ryan win, and, like, that's my brother, and we're best friends and now. And, like, I don't feel like I lost anything. I hang my head super high.
You're a super fan of the show, so you've been watching it every week. Doesn't it feel like Ryan should win, though? I mean, yeah. like.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like the way yeah. that they've presented it on television, the American dream, he's from Ireland, they flew his,
yeah.
like, it just feels like the right, from a TV perspective.
It does. They like really, right. I feel like.
But you're going to become a citizen and.
I feel like, Jonathan, you're inevitably going to probably wind up working for Gordon at some point in some capacity.
I would love to.
I feel like that's probably in the cards for you at some point, because he has picked. You know, people that didn't win work right. in a lot of his places. So it's yeah. not out of the realm of possibility that would happen for you.
Yeah, I would love to. That would be a dream come true. I think doors are open. What was the question?
I don't know that I finished. That Ryan, like, it feels from watching TV, like Ryan is a yeah. great win for television. Yeah. And also as a person, I think, from what everyone said.
No, I do think early on too, I guess we'll call it like the winner's edit, I guess. I do think early on I started to receive a lot of that. Like, you were seeing, like, even my face's reactions, a lot of mm-hmm. confessionals, winning challenges. And then you can, like you said, you can kind of see an edit where it becomes, and kudos to Ryan too. He really turned it on at the end, but where, you know, I kind of get drunk and then I have a tough service. And then it shows, like, a little emotional immaturity on my end, where watching the show, even myself, you can clearly see that, you know, Ryan's carrying himself as the winner and Jonathan is dragging himself to the finish line.
I will get there. But I mean, I think the whole season, it was very, like, between, I mean, I think from day one, both Pete and I were like, okay. Jonathan, Ryan, Sammy. Like, yeah. I mean, it was pretty obvious.
I had Lee and
Demir.
And Demir. I mean, it was like, yeah. they did it right. It was the right people. Like,
yeah.
And one yeah. person ends up on top. And
yeah, I could have, you know, I beat Sammy by one point. I tell her all the time, it could have been you. You know, it could have been her at any point. But yeah, it does feel like we're headed that way, and good for Ryan, dude. He deserves every bit that's coming for him. I think it's so cool. I can't wait to, I don't know when this interview is going to air or what, but I can't wait to watch the finale with him, knowing that he won, to celebrate for him. Does that make sense?
Amazing. Yes.
Like, I can't wait to pour champagne on him when his door opens. And like, and that's the whole reason I'm going to Miami. I don't know if Sam,
I was gonna say, are you guys going? Are you going tomorrow or tonight? Yeah.
We go tonight.
Oh, I'm like, amazing. I mean, you should be there soon.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I take a red eye tonight. Yeah. We're going to celebrate with Sammy and Ryan's family.
Oh, good. So Sammy's going too. And
yeah. And that's really what I wanted to do, is celebrate Ryan and his family. And can you hear me still?
Yeah.
Did you lose?
Yeah. Okay. Are you getting a call?
And just celebrate Ryan and his family. And this is his moment. And I want him to have it. And I think it's going to be really, it's special to share with him, man. If it was like, I don't want to name people from my cast, but if it was anybody else that I didn't get along with, or someone Jason. I didn't respect, yeah, that would have hurt. That would have fucking
It'd be hard. Yeah. It'd be really hard. But when it's your friends, it's like,
Yeah.
No, like, you earned it. Yeah. You deserve it. Like, yeah. We're all good here.
Not yeah. only are you a winner for the, you know, winning second place, but there's the beautiful story about you and you consistently always were, you know, doing this for your daughter. And the way that was presented on television was also a beautiful win. I mean, this whole season is something that you two can share in forever. Like, yeah. her being on the show. Yeah. How you were doing this for her, you know, yeah. that to me, like yeah. not everybody in the world gets sort of a love letter 100%. to their daughter, you know what I mean? On a national TV, you carried yourself great and with grace the entire time. A couple little more humorous moments, like getting in your head and all that stuff. But for the most part, you were always really good at what you did.
Thank you.
Like, you have a really great legacy piece in this show as well.
Thank you. I feel the same way. I do feel it. That's why I hang my head so high. It's like, it's on, you know, I get to share this with them forever. The older they get, I have a 10-month-old son now who wasn't even a thought.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. He wasn't even a thought yeah. like when I was filming that. So it's surreal. And it's cool to have that, like you said, a love letter, a platform to be able to show them, you know, anybody with kids knows,
yeah.
anybody with chefs knows we sacrifice. But anybody with kids knows that everything you do is for them. And it's cool to share that with them and have them physically see it and the food I make. And it's like, I don't know. It's like when your dad says, like, oh, I used to be on the varsity team. It's like, yo, I really was on the varsity team.
And yeah. here's every episode of the varsity games yeah. that you and can
here's where Gordon, right, yeah.
Gordon said utter perfection.
Right. It's Yada fun. Gave it's, you a and 10. It's fun to show your kids it. Like,
yeah.
I get to show my youngest that I was pregnant with him on the show. I'd be like, look at you were in mama's belly. Yeah.
You bet your ass on my business plan. I wrote, you know, utter perfection and other right. cool points. Giada giving me Curtis Stone. Yeah. yeah. yeah.
Awesome.
It was surreal, dude. It's you leave the show and it took me like a week for my adrenaline to wear off because you're rubbing elbows and shoulders with these gods. You're cooking day by day for these cool chefs and you really, it just ends like that. And it's surreal. Yeah,
it's hard to come back into reality when they're like, all right, well, you didn't have to take a plane ride home, but plane ride home, yeah. like go back home. Like you're like, yeah. oh.
You had to drive, right?
Yeah, you had to drive home. But
I almost drove home that night. It's funny really? Story.
Yeah,
dude.
You're like, eh.
Yeah, I won't take too long. Yeah, almost drove home that night. I was like so upset. Was like, I just want to go home. And my mom and dad, they got us all a hotel room like close. And Ryan's family and everybody was there. And I remember leaving to my dad's hotel room at like 10 o'clock just to go be with my parents. And I could hear Ryan and his family. So I've told him the story. I could hear him celebrating. I was like, ah, damn. And then I wake up in the morning. My parents are like, you want breakfast? I'm like, I just want to be alone. I just want to like, no cameras, no nothing. I go down. I get this fucking huge continental breakfast, dude.
Nice.
I'm about to sit down and eat it. And right over there is Ryan's dad and his aunt. And you know, I go have breakfast with him, and then Ryan and I we end up like shooting the shit by the pool for a couple hours before we both left. And it's like an absolute family member, like a brother. I don't know how else to describe that. And it's crazy at this age to have a friend like that now through all this. And totally. It's yeah. just I couldn't imagine it going any other way. I couldn't imagine if I had won and tables were turned. It everything went exactly how it was supposed to go, so I have no quarrels about anything.
That's awesome.
That's
man.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we are very proud of you. So
thank you.
Super. I loved watching you on the show, man. I think you were great. Thank you. And I hope to see you do more of this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, if Fox is listening, you know, I'm willing to come back anytime.
Yeah. Bring yeah. me back. I know. Yeah.
They right? do that sometimes, right? Don't they? Yeah. They've done a few.
Anything,
like,
dude. I'm seasons. Master Chef Junior.
Right? You're I know you're like you name it like oh, I'll go.
I don't know if it's right. a good casting for you to be right. a 12-year-old, but I mean it. It's a good place to start, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Anything. Yeah. I really appreciate you guys having me on. This yeah. is really cool. And just the conversation felt super natural. You guys are awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You. I would appreciate
do
this it.
Again in a heartbeat. Ever awesome. Again. You want to, let's do it.
Yeah, we
get all three of us on one time.
I know, we would love to. Honestly, we love just chatting with you guys, and you guys are easy to talk to. So
yeah,
it's a fun space to be in. So
it is cool. You guys are great.
Yeah, good luck to you, Jonathan. We will chat soon, and we'll be following along.
Thank you, guys.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.